Hello, 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 and welcome to the Greater Is In Me podcast, where each episode is intended to inform, inspire, and influence listeners to fulfill the greatness that exists within. I am your host, P. Sloan Joseph. This podcast is all about my reflections and revelations as a wife, mother, and educator. During our time together, I hope you will learn something from my stories and laugh a little along the way. Stay tuned for today's message. Are you a middle-level educator? Are you looking for a nationwide type of conference at the fraction of the cost? The North Carolina Association for Middle-Level Education welcomes you to Charlotte, North Carolina, March 24th through the 26th for the 2024 NCMLE Inspire Conference. I look forward to being a featured speaker with other educational experts from across the country, and I hope you can join me as we learn, reflect, grow, network, and celebrate middle-level education this spring in Charlotte, North Carolina. Go to ncmle.org to register your team for the 2024 NCMLE Inspire Conference today. Welcome to episode 51, entitled C is for Collaboration. Collaboration is a life skill. Being able to listen and speak and work with other people, whether it's one other person or in a small group, that is something that not that just students will need in the real world, because their world is real. And so really connecting it to right now. It is important that students collaborate because it gives a level of accountability. It gives student ownership, and it allows the teacher or the observer in the room to provide feedback to that student. Now, one of the things, like three areas that I think that collaboration impacts, is school and classroom culture, student engagement, and then again, like I said before, assessment, that accountability that's there. And so if those three areas are something that your school is focused on, school and classroom culture, student engagement, and assessment, then one thing that you can encourage is a certain amount of collaboration to be done each day or each week. Now, there is some reluctancy as far as bringing kids back together. What I find is that folks are reluctant because once students start talking, it's like, okay, they get off topic or it's hard to bring them back together. So, of course, I want to give you some tips on what to do. So, of course, to bring the students all back together, you could do a slow countdown of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then ask everybody to inhale and then to exhale and then inhale again. And exhale again, because it is very difficult to talk if you are inhaling. Now, you probably have a student or two that would challenge that. You're like, that child could talk no matter what. But I think that I've seen it work, and I do it in a lot of workshops that I do. I do it whenever I'm working with students to bring them all together. And it also gives them a good old dose of oxygen to the brain for just a moment. And so you do that, the inhale and exhale, until everyone is quiet. And so you're not having to yell and scream, but that's just one strategy that you can use to bring them back together. As far as students not staying on topic, give them a list of vocabulary that you want to hear them using as you're walking around. Because again, there's accountability and feedback that's going to take place. So accountability, you got to walk around and hold them accountable and then give them feedback on the good things that you heard or some misconceptions that you want to clarify. So making sure that they have vocabulary that they're using and sentence stems or starters that will help them if they're getting lost as to how to start what they have to say. Because sometimes the getting started is an issue for students. I do want to say very quickly now, you can't go, when you ask the kids to engage in collaboration, you can't go sit down. You can't ask them to engage and then you disengage. You want to model what you're doing. Now you want to go around, like, so my suggestion would be like go around maybe with a clipboard,
and you're kind of jotting down, you know, what a student says and who the student is, so that when you bring the whole group back together, then you're able to, you know, call that student out in a positive way and say, hey, I like what you were saying. Can you repeat that for the class? Now, one of the things I did used to do, I'm going to be honest, I had a clipboard and I would do that. And sometimes I was writing down what the kids said. And then sometimes I was writing down like a grocery list. But they don't know that. They just see that you have a clipboard and you're writing. And you can do both. You could have one side of your paper where you're writing down all the things that you need to be doing and that you need to buy at the grocery store. And the other side of that paper is some good things that you're hearing, because multitasking is what we do as educators, right? And another suggestion would be to give students different roles. If you just give them this prompt or give them an assignment to do, then there's no accountability. If everybody's supposed to be doing the same thing, sometimes our students, they need that accountability goes back to a specific role that you've assigned to them. So making sure that you're assigning student roles. Another thing would be to use a visual timer so that they, because a lot of times students don't have a sense of time, because we tell them everywhere to be. Or there's a bell at your school that lets them know this is the tardy bell, this is the late bell. Like, they have no sense of time. And truly, sometimes 5 minutes can get away from me. I think that I have more time than I need to, and that might be why I'm late or behind in a particular assignment that I need to do. And so having that visual timer creates a sense of urgency, help students to maybe stay engaged a little bit more and let them see, okay, I only need to stay engaged about 5 more minutes and then this collaboration piece will be over and then we're gonna have a brain break. So I just wanted to give you some strategies to use in order to foster collaboration in your classroom and to you know, just take down some of that reluctance that I see that a lot of teachers have. If you like this information, it is a snippet from a session that I do called First Class Conversations. And if you would like for me to bring this information more in depth to you and your staff, then please contact me at psloanjoseph@greaterisinmenow.com. Thank you for listening and supporting. Please make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Remember to give yourself grace. You cannot give what you do not have. And once you give yourself grace, then I want you to turn around and give it to someone else. And then finally, take time each and every day to reflect and reaffirm yourself by saying, "Greater is in me."